It's Monday morning. We need to go beyond the playbook. And with us this morning, Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Matt. The Bills went into Indianapolis, and they left with a 37-5 defeat. How did it all go wrong?
Oh, talk about a brutal Sunday afternoon. At least the sun came out and turned into a pretty nice fall day in Western New York, but in Indianapolis, not so much. Quite frankly, just replay my Friday segment, I feel like, on what could go wrong if the Bills were to lose, because it all went wrong. Let's start with the Bills needing to keep the high-scoring Colts in check. Well, that was a failure. Despite entering the game 1-5, the Colts offense was averaging 25 points per game. They added about 50% more to their season average yesterday, and that leads us to the next major question mark entering the game, which was whether or not the Bills' defense, which has been exceptional over the last 4 weeks, could maintain the pace when the offense wasn't providing any support. And in yesterday's game, the answer was no. And you can almost pinpoint their breaking point. Despite the blowout score, the Bills' defense held strong through the first quarter, allowing no points. But once again, they had no help or momentum boost from the Buffalo offense that also finished the quarter with no points. And from then on, the floodgates opened as the Colts raced out to a 24-0 second quarter and halftime lead. And as bad as the defense played from the second quarter on, it was tough to blame them because the offense was just vomitous. New Bills passer Derek Anderson was not much of an upgrade over backup Nathan Peterman, which says a lot given how bad Peterman has been. Anderson passed for just 175 yards, but three interceptions and a lost fumble. And add into the equation the early injury to LeSean McCoy, which took him out of the game, and it's set up for everything to go wrong for Buffalo yesterday. It was only a matter of time in which fans could expect the defense to keep Buffalo in games on their own, and this week that time ran out.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah. Now the question, of course, is where do the Bills go from here? How can they regroup after falling to 2-5?
That's a multi-million-dollar question for sure, and unfortunately, I don't have the answer, and quite frankly, I suspect management and coaching doesn't have the answer either. When we started talking about the season, I said Bills fans should prepare for a bumpy ride, but they shouldn't focus as much on the wins and losses, as hard as that sounds, as they should focus more on the development of the young cornerstones of the team. And that's left a lot to be desired. There are 9 games left and plenty of opportunity for a young core of this team to make a second half push. And I hate to say it, but Bills fans should almost look to Cleveland as an example of what they should root for as the season continues to unfold. Sure, the Browns are still among the lower tier record-wise, but they played several teams in overtime and have been led by their young up-and-coming stars. And for Buffalo, something has to give, particularly on offense, or at least Bills fans have to hope. Entering this week, Buffalo's been dead last in the league in both yards and points, and they'll not only hold on to that dubious ranking for another week, but they've built on it. And in a league that's quickly trending towards high-scoring contests, the Bills will have to either make some changes quickly or concede that the season is quickly slipping away, even as a rebuild. And for a rebuild year to be valuable, teams just need to see development and, most importantly, progress. And while it's not always clean, the progress in a successful rebuilding year is more about taking steps forward rather than the wins and losses. Unfortunately, for the Bills' offense, they're regressing and look less like a group of young players learning to play at this level and more like a collection of bad players making up a bad team. And I'm so sorry for the Monday negativity, but after a 32-point loss, I guess that's all there is to it. But hey, you be football, 7-1. So at least there's that.
All right. We have that to talk about as we move forward. Of course, we'll hear from you again on Friday. And as always, Matt, thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you, Jay.